Hope you've been enjoying the music tonight. I want to thank our choir, musicians, and everybody for this wonderful time together in a service. The truth that changed the world that Christmas evening. We gather here tonight on Christmas Eve to just say something a whole lot more than some sentimental truth, rather to profess our faith in the one who came to change the world, to turn it upside down, to take lives that were ordinary and make them into something brand new. I just finished reading a biography called Steve Jobs. You know that name? The brains behind the iMac and the iPad and the iPhone and the eye headache. And I'm sure we'll have a Christmas Eve candlelight service one day with eye candles. We'll just, there is an app for that. I looked it up. And it's a fascinating book. And back in the history of when he was starting the company, he was looking for a CEO, about 1983. And he had his heart set on a guy named John Sculley, who was at the time the CEO of Pepsi. And John had a good life. He was CEO of a successful company, doing quite well. And Steve Jobs, in his sales pitch to him, said something that just really is striking. He looked at John in the midst of his kind of waffling about this offer and said, "Listen, John, you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugared water? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?" And for him, for John, it was a stark question. He just said, "What you've been doing is just selling sugared water. Come with me and change the world." Now, for those who know the rest of the story, it didn't quite turn out as planned. Certainly not in the interim period, but we do know that there was kind of a technological revolution eventually happening under Steve Jobs' watch. We're just talking about a business there. Do you want to just spend the rest of your life selling sugared water? What is sugared water? It's just the appearance of something that is tastes good, seems right. It's a comfortable drink to have, to relax with. Gosh, I mean, what does it do to your kids? We have some very wonderful people in our church. When my two boys walk into the Faith Center, they hand them a couple cookies and some sugared water. Then they tell them to go home and take a nap. And I see them skydiving off of sofas. It doesn't work. It tastes good, but it messes my kids up. Don't do it anymore. The story of Christmas is one in which God invaded the world, a world that didn't know it needed him. And it's a truth that is still professed today, that we still live in a world utterly confused as to whether or not it really needs Jesus. It needs this truth. It's quite comfortable drinking sugared water. The sugared water equivalent of its own morality, the sugared water equivalent of its own theology, the sugared water vision of its own dreams and hopes. We just live our lives day in and day out thinking, this is really all that has cracked up to me. This is all that I've been living for. And the truth of Jesus comes into this kind of reality and says, listen, do you want to live the rest of your life drinking the equivalent of sugared water? Or do you want to give yourself to the truth that has changed the world? Think about it. This austere birth in a very unknown Middle Eastern town over 2,000 years ago, and people throughout the globe are gathering this evening to celebrate that birth. I thought my kid's birth was pretty cool. We have small parties in comparison. It's a truth that has changed the world inside and out. That stark contrast. And the words that the angels use to describe this stark contrast is, what has been born for you this night is a Savior and is a Lord. Christmas is nothing without the true acknowledgement of those two words. That someone came to save us. Someone came to deliver us from that which we could never deliver ourselves from. That is to say, we needed to be saved. We needed to be rescued. We needed to have light shine into our darkness. And those who continue to drink sugar water are not convinced they need that, which is why that conversation is so important that comes when Jesus would later say, listen, I know you guys are enjoying fishing by the sea, Simon and your brother, but come, you're going to do a different kind of fishing now. The stark contrast of what we thought our lives were meant for pales in comparison when the gospel truth hits us square in the face. A Savior, we needed to be saved. And then Lord, this child, this baby is one to whom our knees ought to bow. This is the one who will lead us. This is the one whose truth we must pay attention to day in and day out. And in a world living on sugared water, they don't want those two things. Not convinced they need to be saved, and certainly not convinced that someone else will be the one to lead them in their lives, to overrule their decisions, not knowing that what they are getting in turn is something far greater than sugared water. It's the truth that has changed the world. Today has been born for you a Savior, Christ the Lord. So for you, here tonight, what does this truth mean to you? Do you want to spend the rest of your life believing in that which will never satisfy you? Do you want to spend the rest of your life pursuing a dream that will crush you in the end? Do you want to spend your life living for the priorities which, when you compare it to the truth of the gospel, will all feel like nonsense, and even worse, Paul calls them rubbish, garbage? Christmas evening says, let it all go. Come, follow me. Follow the truth that has changed the world. What does it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and yet lose their soul? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let's pray.